My gosh, hi. So last week there wasn't a podcast because me and my sister never got around to filming it or recording it, whatever. So just like pretend that I never said that there was gonna be a special guest. Just pretend that like I said it was gonna be on Friday because that didn't happen. But this week it's happening. So yeah, let's start off with the first things first. I could only register for two of my classes next semester because I'm not technically admitted into my major yet, so I can't take courses that I need to take. So now, when I apply to my major and get in, I have to hope and pray that the classes that I want to take will still be available. So, everyone, please pray for that. Please, because I need that, guys. I really do. Okay, let's do media. So, songs of the week. I would say something else if Conan Gray's album didn't come out today. So, I have to say Conan Gray's album. And oh my gosh, guys, I'm going to see him on tour, but like, I'm such a fake fan because I did not know that his album was coming out today until I joined his live stream last night. And okay, in my defense, it's because I'm so focused on Taylor's album coming out, and that's like all I've been thinking about. Like, I knew Lizzie's album was coming out today, but I didn't know about Conan's album. It's okay though. It's okay. I think my favorite song, I don't even know. Like, honestly, that's a no skip album, and that's actually really hard to get me to say about an album. But it's actually a no skip album. Like, I don't even know. I like all the songs, honestly. I don't have a favorite. Oh my gosh, can I talk? I don't have a favorite. One thing about me is that I'm not about to edit this. I'm not about to cut it. I'm not about to learn how to do all that and take all that time because I'm too lazy. So anytime I mess up, you're gonna hear it. I might like pause it from time to time, but like, I am not editing this, and I'm sorry, but I'm also not sorry. Okay, I didn't watch any movies this week, I don't think. But I have been watching Sex and the City for the past 2 weeks, week and a half, I don't know. It's so captivating. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, I just love watching it. And Carrie Bradshaw is so iconic. Like, I love her so much. I know she's supposed to be like a terrible person and everything, but she's just such an icon. So this episode is definitely gonna be shorter than last week's, I think, because I don't have a lot of notes. But watch me say that, and then it's like 2 hours long or something like that. I don't even know. Oh my gosh, I think when I released the first episode, that was like the day that Guts Spilled came out. So I haven't even had a chance to talk about that. I absolutely love Girl I've Always Been. I was shocked by that song because I didn't listen to like the unreleased songs that, you know, are put into podcasts on Spotify. I didn't do that with her songs, but so I was like, I think I screamed when I heard that song. It's so amazing. I love it. And then this kind of like rolls me into my next topic. So obviously the song So American, I don't even want to talk about this, but it needs to be said, okay? I have had my fair share of celebrity crushes, okay? Like, I've had more than my fair share. I'm gonna say that. And you know, always there were people or there were girls when they were like 12 being like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna marry Harry Styles. And it's like, obviously, they're not going to, but it's like they believe that. I always looked at those girls and I was always like, you can't be serious. Like, you can't actually think that. However, for like, 3 years, 3 or 4 years, I, in the back of my mind, fully believed that I might actually marry Louis Partridge. Okay, listen, shut up. shut up, okay? Like, shut up. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it, okay? Because obviously it was delusion. Obviously, it's still not too late if you think about it. Like, it's not too late. But that being said, I genuinely feel like I'm being cheated on. And so please stop sending me pictures and videos of Louis and Olivia, because it's heartbreaking. Like, I can't do it. Like, I actually shed tears, and I'm not even exaggerating. I'm not kidding. And then, speaking of, like, not sending me stuff, if I see one more thing about Sabrina and Barry, I'm gonna throw up. Because why? First of all, Barry is ugly, and I'm sorry. He is. Like, he literally, like, something about him just rubs me the wrong way. And then Sabrina is, like, the prettiest person I've ever seen in my entire life. And she's, like, together with him? Like, what? I don't know. It might just be because I hated Saltburn so much. Like, that might be it. But I don't know. Because the first time he was shown in Saltburn, I was like, oh, he's, like, ugly. Like, okay, here's what should happen. Olivia Jade can go with Barry, and then Jacob Elordi can go with Sabrina, because that would be, like, a better match, like, on a physical level. Oh, wait, shoot! No, that wouldn't work, because Sabrina's friends with Joey King. Oh my gosh, wait, that's tea. That's literally tea. And, like, she's also really short, so that'd also look really weird next to a 6'4 guy. I mean, she'd look just like Joey King next to him. Okay, moving on. We have got to talk about this epidemic that is teenage boys going into Ulta and Sephora in, like, little groups to smell the perfumes. What are you doing? Like, what? Why would you want to go in there? And, like, you're disturbing my peace. You're literally disturbing my peace. You're making it impossible to breathe in there because you're spraying, like, every single fragrance ever all over the dang store. And then also, like, you're in my way. Like, literally move. Like count. Count how many times I say like. Take a shot every time I say the word like. And you know what? That's, like, the extent of my thoughts. It's like, get out of the women's space. Like, you have sports bars. You have the basketball hoop at the park, okay? Like, we have Sephora and Ulta. And disrespectfully, get out. You know what I'm saying? Okay, speaking of perfume, like, it is impossible to shop for my mom. I mean, not really, but just listen to what I have to deal with, okay? She doesn't eat sweets, okay? It's like no candy, nothing. She hates any fragrance. So no perfume, no candles, no scented lotion, like none of that. And then she doesn't wear makeup. So I can't get her any makeup products or anything like that. So all of those, like, little gift guides for moms that come on TikTok every year around Mother's Day or Christmas are absolutely no help to me. However, Mary loves Snoopy. Mary loves her Peanuts characters. So anytime I have to get a gift for her, I automatically go to, okay, I'm getting her something, like, with Peanuts characters on it. Like, she has a mug. It's a Ray Dunn mug. Oop, sorry. I bought that for her because it had Snoopy on it. And she loves it, okay? She doesn't care that it's Ray Dunn because she's not chronically online. I was the one that cared. So she has the mug, she has these little saucer plates that have the Peanuts characters on it, she has a Christmas welcome mat, she's got a blanket, there's gotta be more, I don't even know. I'm pretty sure she has, like, this little desk nativity scene. I could be mistaken, but I feel like she does. That's, like, Snoopy related. Also, can we talk about how iconic she is for loving Snoopy, and also her favorite Taylor Swift song is Cardigan? Like, she's so, like, with the times. So, I didn't watch any movies this week. I've actually been in a rut for a really long time about watching movies. Like, I just haven't wanted to watch them because I don't want to watch anything else except for my TV shows because I'm pretty sure I have this like fear in the back of my mind that I'm gonna die before I finish the series that I'm watching. And so to me, that just sounds like, why would I go somewhere when I need to watch and finish my TV show? Why would I watch a movie when I could spend that same amount of time watching more of my TV show? Why would I film a podcast episode when that could be time watching my TV show? And don't ask me why I think like that, because I don't know and I wish that it would go away. But like, here we are. But anyways, my favorite movies consist... Okay, maybe I should have like thought about what my favorite movies were before I hit record, maybe. Okay, anyways, my top three favorite movies are 500 Days of Summer, obviously. That's at number one. Number two is Almost Famous. And then number three is How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. Now, I wish I could explain why I love 500 Days of Summer so much. I cannot explain it. It's just like something that's was put in that movie that is connected directly to my soul and my heart that makes me physically drawn to it. And it's just perfect in my eyes. But what I actually want to talk about is Almost Famous, because that movie literally altered my brain chemistry. Like, I was a different person after watching that movie. Like, I don't know why, but I got to thinking so like deeply and philosophically about it. Like, I started to look at people, like, and no matter what they were wearing, no matter what they looked like, I was like, or no matter what they were doing, I was like, oh my gosh, like, they're literally living their own life. They're their own person. They're just doing what they're doing, and they're, like, amazing at it. Which, like, I guess is a good, like, outlook to have. But the fact that that happened overnight after watching Almost Famous is crazy. But also, like, you have to watch that movie because it's so good. And actually, I recommend that movie to everyone ever because, like, obviously, Kate Hudson is in it. So, like, immediately it's good because, oh my gosh, sorry. Sadie just, like, coughed and I thought she was gonna throw up. I don't know if you even heard that, but yeah. Okay, second to last thing I'm going to talk about is Rage Bait. And I hate Rage Bait because I fall for it every single time. And I know, like, it's supposed to spur engagement, but it actually makes me so mad that I'm genuinely thinking about, like, deleting all of my social media accounts and all the apps. Because, like, for example... Do you guys know that girl who is like, my husband doesn't let me have coffee because I go crazy? And then she has like a really gummy smile and like everyone's like, oh my gosh, you just know she has a fiance. Hold on, let me find her username so y'all know exactly who I'm talking about. Okay, her at is it's a Crete life. I don't know, ItsaCreteLife. And then her name is Emma double R. Like, I can't watch her videos because first of all, I don't actually know if she's joking. Like, one can only hope that she's joking, but then if she's not, like, I don't even know. It just makes me so upset. It like irks me to my core. That and like JoJo Siwa. Mark my words, JoJo Siwa is the new Pink, okay? Listen, the hair, the freaking video of her doing, like, Cirque du Soleil, like, oh my gosh, I can't with JoJo Siwa, I actually can't. She is, I don't even know, like, the worst, I guess? Like, oh my gosh, there's this video of her sitting on, I guess, like, the set of her music video. Which, wait, okay, pause. Everyone pause. I watched her music video, and, like, in the dance break sections, she actually, like, kind of slays. Like, she's kind of, like, eating, like, boots down. Like, genuinely. But, anyways, so there's this video of her on her music video set, and... I think she's supposed to be doing, like, her old YouTube intro, but this is what it sounds like when she's doing it. You know what? I'm gonna freaking play the clip. Hold on. Okay, so I can't find the video, but it's basically, she's like, so yeah, that in a nutshell, that was the video. You're still a traitor. Anyways, oh, I genuinely think that that might be all I have to say. I don't know. I feel like I'm pretty much done. I don't know. Guys, we need a guest on here because this is kind of getting boring. Oh, I can talk about... No, I kind of just want to end this. TBH. TBH honest. Oh my gosh, wait, okay, no. Last thing I'm going to talk about. I have all of a sudden become absolutely obsessed with having like a stacked resume and being so involved in everything and like getting an internship and volunteering and getting all these certifications. And I don't know what's wrong with me. Like, I made a LinkedIn profile and like I hit the ground running. Like, I took a course and I'm now a Meta certified digital marketing associate. Like, okay, slay. But I applied for this internship at Bubble Skincare kind of as a, like, just to be like, oh, just like, I wonder if I could do it. My resume that I sent in is pink because I thought that they'd be like, wait, maybe like we should actually hire her. However, I know I'm not gonna get it because I didn't see that it said that it was a remote internship, but only serving, or like you were only allowed to work there if you lived in like New Jersey, Rhode Island, Arizona, or something. I don't know. It was like these very random states. I also already have a job, so like if I do get it, I'm literally gonna have to turn it down because I can't just, guys, I'm so finicky about quitting jobs. Like, I actually hate it. Like, I'll be like, oh, I'm gonna quit, and then work there for like 6 more months before I find a reason that I actually have to quit. So yeah, but my new job, I'm actually so excited. Training starts on Monday. I'm gonna be a hostess, so everyone like come visit me at my little restaurant. But I bought a Lululemon skirt today for it, and it's gonna be so cute. I just had to find not like all black non-slip work shoes, which is the hardest part to do because I need to always slay, and I can't really slay under those conditions, but I'm trying really hard because I found these cute like platform Vans that are all black, but I don't know if they're actually cute. Like, what if in person they look like old lady shoes? You know what I mean? So I don't know. That's my dilemma. Thanks for listening. If you listened, okay, goodbye. I hope to see you next week. But oh my gosh, maybe by next week I'll have like some restaurant tea. We'll see. We'll see. Okay, bye.